49 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour. Monday, August 11th. Julie Chadwick joining me here this morning.
Good morning, James.
Good morning. It is a fine Monday morning. It's going to be warm. Well, not too warm.
Tomorrow,
it's
going to
be sunny. Yeah, it's going to be sunny, I guess is what I should say. Clear for basically the rest of this week, it looks like right now, and then it'll start to get warm. It's going to be warm Wednesday. It looks like 95 expected on Wednesday. So, clear skies.
The weekend was nice.
The weekend was nice. That looks like it's going to be the last time we're going to get, well, not the last time, but for now, as far as low 80s, you know,
okay.
Last time we'll get that a little bit.
Doomsday or over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the last time we're going to see nice weather for a long time.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. today, date book, August 11th, that is Steve Wozniak's birthday, Apple co-founder.
Oh, yeah.
75 years old. Viola Davis's birthday, she is 60. She is a famous actress.
Yeah.
I've been in a bunch of things. I think she recently won an Academy Award, if I'm not mistaken. Anna Gunn plays Skyler in Breaking Bad. She's 57.
Oh, wow.
Hasn't been in, well, she's probably been in a bunch of other stuff.
I haven't seen her in anything in quite a while.
Yeah, most famous role.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, definitely. Yeah. And Chris Hemsworth is 42 years old today.
Yeah.
42, I didn't realize. Nah, that sounds about right, actually.
It does.
42 years old. Happy birthday to them. It happened today, 1909. The SOS distress signal was first used by an American ship, the Arapaho, off Cape Hatteras in North Carolina. So
what
there you
for?
Go. I would assume a test, but it doesn't say. It'd be weird
I
if they were.
I guess you'd want to test
it. Yeah, it'd be weird if they were just.
Good thing we put this in play because we need it.
It'd be weird if it was not a test the first time and they were flashing the SOS and they were like, we don't know what that means.
Waving at us.
What does that mean? So that was 1909. 1929, Babe Ruth became the first player to hit 500 home runs in Major League Baseball history.
Wow.
One of my favorite stats when it comes to Babe Ruth and baseball in general. Babe Ruth must have been seen like a not real, I guess, when he was playing baseball. Because the person before Babe Ruth that led all of Major League Baseball in home runs in terms of career. His name is Roger Connor. You want to take a random guess at how many? He was the career leader up
327.
That's a good guess. How about half that?
Wow.
138.
Seriously?
Yeah. Was
so,
the all-time
Ruth was
leader.
Would you call it a demigod?
Yeah, pretty much.
Almost,
he must have, when he came around, he basically broke that record in 2.5 seasons, essentially.
I mean,
three seasons.
Just think if. In today's age, if that guy had trained the way people know how to train today, what it would be like.
It's true. But I love the idea of, when Roger Connor retired, I think his last season was like 1897. Do you think when he retired, 138 home runs at the end of his career, he was like, man, I'm going to be an all-timer. I'm going to be remembered forever.
In the Hall of Fame.
And then Babe Ruth comes around 1921, his first season, and hits 60 home runs in his first season or something like that. And Connor's like, what? What do you mean? Are you sure about that? 60 home runs. Are you sure? And then, 500 home runs by the time it's 1929 and he finishes with 714. And now nobody remembers Roger Connor.
Right. I didn't know who that was.
It's a funny idea because I like to think that 1897, Roger Connor retires and he's like,
no one's getting past this.
Yeah. And nearly just 30 years later, Babe Ruth comes around. And
was he alive when that happened?
That's Roger a good question. Connor? I don't know. Huh. I would assume so. 30 years. He was probably retired in his mid-30s. Yeah, that's true. Just early 90s. Who knows?
Yeah. Late 90s.
No, early 90s.
Oh.
Or okay. Not 90s. Yeah. Early 1900s.
Yes.
Yeah. Late 1890s. And then Babe Ruth comes around. 500 home runs by the time 1920. That's 8 seasons into his baseball career. He had 500 home runs.
Babe Ruth.
An enigma. And then 714 was the record, and that stood until mid-80s, right, is when Hank Aaron broke
Bash
it, I think. Something like that. Late 70s. Hank Aaron broke it with 715. Babe Ruth came the first player to hit 500 home runs in 1929. That was today. And then 1934, on this date, the first federal prisoners arrived at the island prison Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay.
Pretty cool place to tour if you get a chance.
I've never been. I've never been to San Francisco, but that's
pretty.
That's one of the one of the places I'd want to go to the most. Is Alcatraz.
Grant's hometown. Kind of.
Yeah. Our very own Grant Urie. Hometown.
Set, yeah.
It's where he lived recently, anyways. Yeah. Special events here today. It's annual medical checkup day. Sure.
Well, okay, yes.
Go and get that done.
Always a good idea.
Absolutely. Mountain Day. It's big for us.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's why we live here.
Yeah. I'd say for
one
a decent amount of people. Yeah,
one of the reasons.
It's Panini Day. Love a good panini.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Play in the Sand Day.
Huh.
I guess we could do that, but it wouldn't, I guess, do we have sand?
I guess some lakes.
You can get sand from anywhere, I guess, right, technically?
They actually added sand at the creek by the Kendrick Park, so
there you
could
go.
Do it there. Yeah.
You're going to play in the sand there. It's Presidential Joke Day, whatever that means. Raspberry Bomba Day.
I don't know what that is.
B-O-M-B-E. Assuming it's some sort of dessert.
It's probably bomb.
B-O-M-Bomb? Like, okay. I don't know. Bome?
I think it's, yeah.
It's also Raspberry Tart Day. I know what that is.
Yes, that's good.
Son and Daughter Day.
Huh.
I mean, it's my day today.
Yes.
It's Victory Day. Also.
Victory Day, yeah. Just because.
Victory Day, I
guess
so.
Everybody wins on Victory Day.
Yeah. There's no losers on Victory Day. AOL. This was big news. Well, this was interesting news at the very least. One, because I didn't realize it was still a thing that was happening. AOL has discontinued their dial-up internet service after 34 years.
There was still a dial-up internet
service? That's exactly what I said. I was like, what? They're finally discontinuing this?
You can hear it. I don't know if you can hear it.
I think I caught the tail end of that.
Steve Sisson sometimes intros his 90s at 9 with either that or the fax machine sound.
See, the fax machine, I don't think I know that sound very well.
They're pretty similar.
Yeah. They're both going through phone line, so I guess it would make the same noise. I caught the tail end of the dial-up, I think, like the very, very end, because I do remember having to use that a little bit towards the tail end of its existence. But they announced the discontinuation of its dial-up internet service effective at the end of September. AOL's dial-up service has been available for 34 years, tracing its origins back to 1983 as Control Video Corporation. They were a CVC, Control Video Corporation, before AOL, which provided online services for the Atari 2600.
Hmm.
I didn't realize it was for the Atari 2600.
I didn't either.
After several name changes and rebranding as America Online in 1989, AOL became a major player in connecting millions to the internet during the 1990s. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The company recently said its dial-up service customers is in the low thousands, which is honestly more than I thought, too. Low thousands.
So I'm wondering if it's like remote locations where they have phone lines, but maybe.
Yeah.
Where are these people that are still?
If you think about
what's going to happen to them,
in our Mountain Tower location,
we
have internet up there, like regular internet,
right?
We don't use dial up, and that's pretty remote.
Well, probably now with Starlink and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably why they have to. Yeah. They're shutting it down. Despite the end of AOL's dial-up service, it does not signal the complete disappearance of dial-up internet access, as an estimated 155,000 Americans still use dial-up. Where are you?
I don't.
155,000.
You know, are very private. People?
They're going to be or they just haven't discovered it yet, and they're going to be blown away by where we are with internet now.
Well, I don't know.
It's going to be stunning. Look, guess what? You can watch videos on this thing. Whole movies. It's awesome. And it doesn't take
four hours
to load. It takes like 20 minutes, if that. So, yeah, 155,000. That's really surprising. That's a drop in the bucket in terms of population. But
I bet you could look up where the 155,000 are if you did a search. But
that still feels like a lot, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. But AOL says we're done.
I might do that and report back tomorrow.
Yeah. We're done 34 years. AOL says, hey, we're done. We're giving up this service. There you go. Trivia time. We got about 2 minutes left here. More arguments occur in this part of the home than in any other.
Kitchen?
Bingo.
Wow.
Nailed it. That one feels pretty easy. Because I feel like American families, that's where most people spend their time.
Yeah.
As an American family. Than anywhere. If you do this at work, it will be perceived that you are more important than you really are. This is something that I do.
Okay. I don't know.
Not for this reason, but it is something that I do.
What?
Walk fast.
Oh.
I do walk fast.
So like you got stuff to do.
You got stuff to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bob does that too. And I know he ain't got nothing going on. I'm just kidding. Another one here. The average married man buys one of these every 3 years. His wife will buy them for him more often. This is no way this is true.
Then I have no clue.
I mean, this is honestly, this is disgusting. The average married, think of this one first.
Disgusting.
The average married man buys one of these every 3 years.
I have no idea, James.
New toothbrushes.
3 years.
Every 3 years? You're buying a new toothbrush? You got to buy one every 2 months.
Well, I don't know about 2 months.
I buy one every 2 months. That's my limit. I'm like, all right, 2 months, you're done. Get out. Or like a new toothbrush head.
Yeah, but you could
head.
Just put hydrogen peroxide on it.
That's bad for your enamel if you use it too much.
I meant to clean the toothbrush.
Oh. Well, maybe that's what
I'm
they're
thinking,
doing.
Well.
Maybe I'm out of the...
A lot of plastic in the landfill.
I'm out of the loop, I guess, when it comes to toothbrushes.
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years is a lot.
Yeah.
That's going to wrap it up from here. Us